Do you remember how exciting it was Christmas time when you were a child? I loved the days before Christmas. In fact, I loved the time before Christmas more than Christmas itself. The smell of the pies,
妈妈烤的那个馅饼的香味,
decorations,
家里头这些圣诞装饰,
and looking as my mom and dad would put out some packages,
爸爸妈妈会把礼物盒子都拿出来放在圣诞树下,
and we weren't allowed to touch them.
那时候我们还不能去碰，不能打开。
So I would take a stick and kind of shake it with a stick to see if I could hear what's inside.
我就拿一个棍子去捣那个礼物盒子，想听听看里面的声音能不能猜出里面装的什么东西。
That waiting for Christmas was exciting.
在等待圣诞来临的这个时间啊，真的是让我觉得好激动。
Well, when I grew up, I learned that there's actually a name for this time, the 4 weeks before Christmas.
我长大以后我才知道说在圣诞来临前的这个四个主日实际上是有个特别的名字的。
It's called Advent.
它的名字就叫做基督。
And for 1,500 years, churches have celebrated Advent.
实际上这个基督降临这个也是个节日，在教会有1,500年的历史都在庆祝基督降临。
A time to prepare for Christmas, Jesus' first coming. And most importantly in the church, a time to look for His second coming. Now, I'm a traditionalist, a dinosaur. And so I love tradition. And for 20 years, I directed music in churches that observed Advent with an Advent wreath.
所以在我所在的教会，我做教会的音乐指导有20年，我们一直都是有一个基督降临的花环来庆祝。
In the church where I was, each Sunday, a child would come up and light one of the candles.
所以在圣诞之前的那四个主日，每一个星期天都有一个孩子上来点燃一支蜡烛。
And we would have a scripture reading about the candle.
然后我们就一起来读经，读到关于这支蜡烛所代表的意义的那些经文。
The first week was a candle of hope.
第一周就是关于盼望的。Then
a candle of faith.
然后就是信心的蜡烛。The
candle of joy.
然后是喜乐的蜡烛。
And the last Sunday of Advent was the candle of peace.
在圣诞前的最后一个主日，我们读的点燃的是和平的蜡烛。
Well, when I got the calendar for this quarter, I saw that I'm preaching 3 of the 4 Sundays coming up.
我看到今年的这个讲道的这个计划，我一看到这三周就是主日，圣诞之前的有4周里有3周是让我来讲道。
So I ordered my own Advent wreath.
所以我就订了这个。
I wasn't sure about the county ordinances down here, so I didn't bring live candles. I just bought the battery-operated candles. I didn't want the fire marshal to arrest me. But I want to look over the next few weeks at 3 of the 4 topics of Advent.
所以以后的14周，从今天开始。 我其中有三周我想要讲到我要讲的基督降临的传统。This
morning we're looking at the candle of hope.
所以今天早上我们看到的就是盼望之主。
We use that word hope very casually.
我们现在用盼望，就是希望这个词用得太轻易了。
I hope you have a good day.
我希望你今天过得愉快。
I hope I find some bargains on Black Friday.
我也希望星期周五的时候我有可以找到很好的deal。
But in the Bible, hope is a very powerful word.
但是在圣经里面，盼望这个词是一个非常有力的一个字眼。
One definition of hope in the Bible is this.
在圣经上对于盼望有这样一个定义。
Hope is confidence for the future based on God's faithful actions in the past.
盼望就是基于神过去信实的作为而对未来所生的信心。
Because God has always kept His promises in the past, we have hope that He will keep His promises in the future.
因为在过去神一直都信守他的诺言，所以我们相信神在未来也会这么做。
I want to start this morning with the Old Testament prophets.
所以我们就从旧约的先知书开始。
I want to look at Jeremiah first.
我们首先看看耶利米书。
And when I say to you, we're going to look at hope in Jeremiah, if you've read Jeremiah very much, you might be confused.
如果我说我们要在耶利米书中寻找盼望的这些经句，如果你对耶利米书比较熟悉，你可能会觉得有点糊涂。
Because you know that Jeremiah comes from a very hopeless time.
你知道，因为我们都知道，先知耶利米所在的时代，实际上是一个毫无盼望的时代。
Politically, wicked people are in power.
从政治上讲，当时是恶人当政。
Economically, it's a time of high inflation and uncertainty.
在经济上讲，当时这个通货膨胀非常厉害，而且就大家就经济上有很多的不确定性。
Religiously, sin is a lot more popular than holiness.
而且从宗教上讲，犯罪要比这个。圣洁对人来讲要好像大家都在犯罪，所以没有人追求圣洁。
Pastors are more interested in impressing the rich and the powerful than they are in preaching God's truth.
当时的牧师也是，就是想要影响这些，对这些有钱的有影响力的这些人去讨好他们，而不是去传主的福音。
In other words, it's a day an awful lot like our day.
换句话说，当时的时代跟今天的时代是非常相似的。
Jeremiah begins preaching in about 620 BC.
所以耶利米是在大概公元前620年开始来讲道。
Don't worry about the date, there won't be a test.
别大家不用担心，我不会考试你们什么时候发生的。
You know, I was a college teacher, so as soon as there's a date, everyone starts writing it down.
因为我是在大学做教授的，所以经常是有了这个日期，学生就得赶快记下来，免得考试的时候被考到。
They don't know what it means, but it's a date, so it'll be on a test.
他们只要不管这个日子是代表什么意义，他们就是给他记下来，因为考试有可能会考到。
No test this morning.
我们今天不考试。
But Jeremiah begins preaching.
但是耶利米开始布道就是在。
And he says to them this.
他对于他的百姓这么说。
We have sinned.
我们犯了罪。
And God is going to judge us.
因为神，所以神要审判我们。
He's going to bring the Babylonian army to attack.
神会带领巴比伦的军队来攻击我们。
And they will win.
而且他们会赢。
They're going to carry us away as slaves.
他们会把我们掳去当奴隶。
His book is full of gloom and doom.
所以耶利米书里边全都是这关于末日的审判。
But right in the middle of the book,
但是在这个书中间的一部分
come four chapters,
却有四章。
In fact, in many Bibles, it will have a title, The Book of Hope.
实际上在很多圣经的版本里面，他把这四章给命名为希望之书。
Because it feels like it's completely separate from everything else.
因为这看起来这四章好像跟耶利米书别的内容都毫不相关似的。
It begins like this in chapter 30.
它是在第30章开始。
For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回。
I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers.
我也要使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地。
Jeremiah says, better days are coming.
耶利米说，更好的日子会来的。
This is hope.
这就是盼望。
Then, two chapters later,
然后再往后两周 两章他又说
we read a very strange story.
我们看到很奇怪的一个故事。
Now, by the time we come to chapter 32,
我们读到第三十二章的时候
the armies of Babylon have surrounded Jerusalem.
巴比伦的军队已经包围了耶路撒冷。
No one can get in or out.
没人能进出。
And Jeremiah has been saying,
但是耶利米说,
we're going to lose.
我们会失败。
God is turning us over to the Babylonians.
神已经把我们交在巴比伦人的手中。
The sooner we surrender, the better.
所以我们就赶快投降吧,
because there's no hope.
因为没有盼望了。
While he is saying this,
他这么说的时候,
a messenger comes to him.
但是有一个传信的人来过来。
And he says, back in your hometown of Anatoth,
他说在你的家乡,
you have a cousin who has some land for sale.
你有个表兄, 他有一块地要卖。
Would you like to buy it?
你想不想买下这块地?
Now, you're smart people.
我们大家都很聪明, 是吧?
So put yourself in this situation.
所以你想想，如果你在
当时的情景中 and ask if you would buy this piece of property.
你问问你自己，我会不会买下这块地？
God has already said the land is going to be defeated.
神已经说了，我们会打败仗。
Everything is going to be left in ruins.
以后这块就是成为一个荒凉的废墟。
Jeremiah is already about 50 years old.
耶利米当时已经五十岁了。
And God has said they're going to be in captivity for 70 years.
神在预言之中是说，这他们这块地要他们这所有的人要被掳七十年。
So he's going to be dead a long time before they come back.
所以在这些被掳的人回归回之前，耶利米可能早都已经死了。
I'm not going to buy it.
我才不要买这块地呢。
But Jeremiah buys the property.
但是耶利米买下了这块地。
And I read that and I think why?
我在读这段的时候我就在想为什么呢？
Nobody buys waterfront property in Key West when a hurricane is headed there.
如果台风要来，没有人会在 Key West 那边买一块水边的地。
But Jeremiah buys it.
但是耶利米居然就买下这块地。
Because it's an acted out prophecy of hope.
因为他这样做是对于未来盼望的一个预言。
He is saying, yes, the temple will be destroyed.
他是在说圣殿会被毁掉。
Yes, we'll be taken into captivity.
是的，我们会被掳为奴。
And no, I won't live to see it.
而且我也不会活着去看到归回的那天。
But someday,
但是有一天
Israel is coming back.
是以色列人会回来。
And they will have my land.
他们就会，我的这块地还是会有价值。
Even in the darkest days of Israel's history,God gives a message of hope.
即使是在以色列历史上最黑暗的时候，神也给他们一个盼望的信息。
But the armies are surrounding the city.
所以巴比伦的军队把全城都围住了。
They are running the people of Jerusalem are running out of food.
以色列耶路撒冷的人没得吃了。
And so how does Jeremiah know that this hope will be fulfilled?
那耶利米怎么能够知道这个盼望会有一天会实现呢？
And this is what I want you to see this morning.
这就是我想要大家看到的。
Hope in the Bible.
盼望在圣经之中，盼望是。
Hope for the Christian.
对我们基督徒来讲，什么是盼望
？Is based on the faithful character of a sovereign God.
我们的盼望是建立在神信实的品格的基础之上。
He is sovereign.
神是有主权。
That means our hope is based on His power to fulfill His promises.
所以我们的盼望。完全是依赖于神的能力，他能够兑现他的诺言。
You see, some people make promises that they really want to keep.
有的人喜欢去给别人承诺，而且他是很真诚的，他真的是希望能够信守承诺。
But they don't have the power to keep them.
但是他们没有能力来兑现他们的承诺。
When I taught at the college,
我在学校教书的时候
，Sometimes I would meet with some students up at a coffee shop in Hope Sound.
有时候在 Hope Sound 那边，我会跟学生一起在咖啡店里头，我们大家一块聊聊。
I would get there early and be studying.
然后我就很早到那儿开始学习。
And a man by the name of Dave would come up to my table.
一个叫 Dave 的一个男人，他就会来过来到我桌子这儿。
Dave would tell me again for the 100th time.
他会第一百次的跟我讲。
The story of how he had been in an accident.
他就跟我讲，他当年曾经发生过一次车祸，他。跟我讲了无数次了。
Fell off of a scaffolding at work and had a terrible brain injury.
哦，不是车祸了，他是在可能是建筑工人在干活的时候从脚手架上给摔下来，然后就脑袋可能给受伤了。
Dave liked to talk to me.
他很喜欢跟我讲话。
But Dave liked to talk to everybody, so that means nothing.
他跟每个人都喜欢讲话。
But he would tell me a story.
然后他就跟我讲个故事。
And then he would say, "You know, you're from that college."
他就跟我讲，他说：“你知道吗？他说你是从那个学校来的。
”The people at that college are always so nice to me.
但这个学校的人对我太好了。
I want to give you $1 million.
我想要给你一百万美元。
He said because I have $3 million in the bank.
因为我在银行里有三百万美元。
And I want to give you $1 million and you all can buy a new building, build a new building.
我想要给你们学校捐一百万美元，你们就可以盖一个新的大楼。
And I would always say, Dave, that is so nice of you.
我常常就跟他讲。
But
你实在是太好了。
We really don't need the money. We're okay.
但是我们还好，我们不需要这笔钱。
Because you see, I knew that Dave did have $3 million from the settlement from his injury.
因为我知道 Dave 实际上他真的有这三百万美元，因为他是从脚手架摔下来得到的赔偿就是这笔钱。
But I also knew he had a court-appointed guardian to take care of that money.
而且，但是我也知道他有一些这个就是。 他这笔基金是有人帮着他来看着的。
And I knew that he had promised that money to hundreds of people.
我也知道他给成百的人都讲过他要捐这笔钱。
And he really, really meant it.
他的确是想要捐这一百万美元的。
But he had no power to fulfill his promises.
但是他没有能力来兑现他的承诺，因为这笔钱不是归他管的。
But Jeremiah says,
但是耶利米说，
Our hope comes from a God who has the power to do exactly what he promises.
但是我们的神是有这样的能力，可以做他所许的诺言，他一定会实现。
Jeremiah 32 verse 17.
耶利米书的三十二章十七节。
Oh, Lord God.
主耶和华。
It is you who have made the heavens and the earth.
你曾用大能和伸出的膀臂创造天地。
By your great power and by your outstretched arm.
你曾用大能和伸出的膀臂创造天地。
Nothing, nothing is too hard for you.
在你没有难成的事。
Jeremiah's hope and our hope is based on the power of the God who created the universe.
耶利米的盼望也是我们的盼望，是建立在神的大能之上。神是创造天地的主。
Our hope is based on a faithful God.
我们的盼望是建立在一个信实的主的身上。
If you read further in chapter 32, you'll find out that our hope today is based on God's mercy in the past.
如果我们接着在三十二章往下读，你会看到我们今天对神的，我们对日子、对未来的盼望是基于神在过去信实的作为。
Jeremiah remembers a time when Israel had been a captive before.
耶利米记得在过去以色列也曾经被掳为奴。
They had been slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及做奴隶很多年。
And listen to what he says.
你听听耶利米所说。
You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt.
你把你的百姓带出了埃及。
With signs and wonders.
而且用神迹和奇事和大能。
With a strong hand and outstretched arm.
并伸出来的膀臂和大可畏的事。
With great fear.
行大可畏的事。
And you gave them.This land.
你将这地赐给他们。
Do you hear what Jeremiah is saying?
你听到耶利米所说的吗？
God, you had mercy on us before, so I believe you will do it again.
主啊，你曾对你的百姓大施慈爱，我相信你还会这样做。
Hope is based on a God who is faithful to His promises.
我们的盼望是建立在这样一个主身上，他对他的百姓信实。
And so Jeremiah says.
所以耶利米说。
I have hope that you will bring your people home from Babylon.
所以我们有盼望，主一定会把你的百姓带出巴比伦。
But he goes on to tell them about an even greater hope.
但是他耶利米接着往下又讲了更大的一个盼望。
And now we start to move towards Advent and Christmas.
我们现在是下面要讲到的就是基督降临。
Because in chapter 33, he says this.
因为耶利米书三十三章这么说。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel.
耶和华说，日子将到，我应许以色列家和犹大家的恩言必然成就。
I'm going to keep my promise.
我会信守我的诺言。
And listen to what the promise is in verse 15.
第三十三章十五节说。
In those days, at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land.
当那日子那时候，我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来，他必在地上施行公平和公义。
Now this goes beyond the exile in Babylon.
这已经是超越了从这个被放逐到巴比伦的这个事件上了。
Because when a prophet talked about a righteous branch, In the Old Testament, everyone knew he was talking about the Messiah who would come.
因为如果在旧约中一个先知讲到公义，讲到公义的苗裔，大家熟悉旧约的犹太人都知道，他讲的就是即将来临的弥赛亚。
This is Israel's great hope.
因为这就是以色列人最大的盼望。
God said to the prophets, "I'm going to raise up a ruler who is greater than David."
所以神对耶利米说，我必将在兴起一个统治者，他比大卫更强有力。
A ruler who will bless not just Israel, but the whole earth.
这个统治者不但要祝福以色列家，还要祝福。
And so Jeremiah says.
所以耶利米说。
Yes, there is hope. God will bring Judah home from exile.
是的，我们会有盼望，因为神会把犹大家带出巴比伦。
But that's just the beginning of our hope.
但这只是我们盼望的开始。
He's going to send a Messiah.
神会给我们送来一位弥赛亚。
He will bring justice to our world.
他会在全地施行公平公义。
Our world will be changed by this coming Messiah.
这个即将到来的弥赛亚会改变全地。
That's what we celebrate in Advent.
这就是我们在基督降临时候所庆祝
的。The promise of a righteous ruler, the coming Messiah.
我们现在庆祝的就是这样一个主的神的应许，我们即将到来的公义的弥赛亚。
Advent points to Christmas.
所以基督降临节实际上指向的是圣诞。
To a baby who will redeem us from our sins.
指向圣诞将要诞生的那位婴孩，他会把我们从罪中救赎出来。
That's sang this morning, O come, O come, Emmanuel.
所以今天早上我们唱以马内利，求主。
Yes, he's going to ransom captive Israel.
因为他也会把这些被掳的以色列人救赎出来。
But he's also going to deliver us from our sins.
他也会把我们从我们的罪中救赎出来。
We see the same hope in Isaiah.
我们在以赛亚书也看到同样的盼望。
Like Jeremiah, Isaiah prophesies that God is going to bring judgment.
就跟这个耶利米一样，以赛亚也预言神会降临。
In fact, the first half of the book says God is going to judge us.
实际上，在以赛亚书前面的这一半都在讲神会审判这地。
But then in the middle of the book,
但是在书的中间
he says God is also going to bring mercy and hope.
他也说神也会降下慈爱和盼望。
Chapter 43 of Isaiah.
我们看看以赛亚书四十三章。
Remember not the former things.
耶和华如此说：“你们不要纪念从前的事
，nor consider the things of old，
也不要思想古时的事。”
He says, "Don't look back."
他说：“不要回头看。”
Behold, I am doing a new thing.
看哪，我要做一件新事。
Now it springs forth.
如今要发现。
Do you not see it?
你们岂不知道吗
？And then he says, "This is what I'm doing."
他说：“这就是我将要做的事。”
Verse 19, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
43章19节，我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
A road in the wilderness.
在旷野的道路。
I'm preparing a road for you to travel from Babylon all the way back to your home.
我要在旷野开一条路，准备让你们从巴比伦回归家乡。
He gives the same promise that Jeremiah gives.
他给的这个盼望是跟耶利米所预言的盼望是一样的。
God will bring his people home.
神要把他的百姓带回家。
But like Jeremiah, he goes beyond that.
但是也跟耶利米一样，他这以赛亚的预言要远超越这一件事。
To an even greater hope.
是他会给大家带来的是更大的盼望。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
He sees a day when the Messiah will deliver us from sin.
他看到那一天，我们的弥赛亚就会把我们从罪中拯救出来。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
With his wounds, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah says,
以赛亚说
here's our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
Bigger than deliverance from Babylon.
这比我把我们从巴比伦受掳之地救回来更大的盼望。
A Messiah is coming.
一位弥赛亚要来。
A baby is coming.
一个婴孩要降生。
Who will pay the price for our sin.
他会付上我们罪的代价。
He will bring us peace.
他会给我们带来和平。
He will heal our wounds.
他会医治我们的伤害。
That's what Advent is.
这就是基督降临的意义。
Looking to the coming of Christmas.
我们在看圣诞节即将来临。
To the promise of a Messiah who will heal the hurts of our world.
我们在盼望这位弥赛亚降临，他会来医治这个世界的伤害。
Who will forgive us?
他会来
for our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Who will heal the wounds that those sins have caused in our life?
他会医治我们因这些罪所受的伤。
But I want you to see something else this morning.
但是今天早上我们还要看一个不一样的经文。
You see, Isaiah looks ahead and he sees the deliverance from Babylon.
以赛亚往前看，他看到这些以色列人会从巴比伦得救。
He looked further and he sees the coming of Messiah.
他看得更远，他看到即将到来的弥赛亚。
But then, Remember, I told you Advent looks both to the first coming and the second coming.
但是记得我说到这个基督降临是不只要看基督到来，还要看他的再次再来。
Isaiah looks even further.
以赛亚也往前看得更远。
And listen to what he says.
听听以赛亚所说的。
Chapter 65, verse 17.
在六十五章十七节。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth.
看哪，我造新天新地。
The former things.Shall not be remembered or come to mind.
从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
Isaiah says, "Yes, I see that Christmas. I see the baby coming to redeem us from our sins."
以赛亚说，我看到这个圣诞，看到这个要婴儿降生，将会把我们从最终拯救出来。
But I see something even greater.
但是我看到更多的。
You see, 1500 years ago, the church began celebrating Advent.
实际上是大概在一千五百年以前，教会开始庆祝基督降临。
Not primarily because of Christmas，
并不是主要是为了圣诞节而已。
Nobody forgets Christmas，
因为没有人会忘记圣诞节。
They started celebrating Advent because they realized that we were forgetting the second coming。
因为他们在庆祝基督降临，是因为我们大家常常会忘了基督会再来。
And they wanted to remind us。
他们想要让我们记得
He is coming again.
弥赛亚，我们的主会再来。
And that's our great hope.
这是我们伟大的盼望。
Because when he comes,
因为主再来的时候
all of God's promises will be fulfilled.
神所有的应许都会实现。
All creation, not just Israel, but all creation will watch as God restores this world to what he intended it.To be.
一切的受造之物，不只是以色列人，将会看到神要恢复一切，让这个世界成为他当初计划之中所要造的美好世界。
And so Isaiah said, God is doing a new thing.
所以以赛亚说，神在做一件新事。
And then I jump all the way to the back of the book.
我们再看到最后一本书
，Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章。
And God says, Behold, I am making all things new.
二十一章五节，看哪，我将一切都更新了。
Isaiah saw it.
以赛亚看到了。
He said, "Here is your hope."
他说，这就是你们的盼望。
God is doing a new thing.
主在做一件新事。
And in Revelation, that hope is fulfilled.
在启示录，这个盼望已就实现了。
So the writer of Revelation says.
所以启示录的作者说。
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying.
二十一章三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说
：“Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man。”
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
He will dwell with them。
他要与人同住。
Do you hear that？
你听到这
？God will dwell with us。
神要与我们同住。
We will be His people。
我们要做他的子民。
God Himself will be with them. Will be with us。
神要亲自与我们同在，做我们的神。
People, that is hope.
这就是盼望。
That gives us hope in the most difficult times.
这个就在我们最困难的时候给我们盼望。
Someday,
有一天。
We don't see it yet.
我们还没看到那一天是什么时候。
But someday, God will live among us and make everything right.
神有一天神会与我们同住，让一切都是对的。
But today.
但是今天
we live between the promise and the fulfillment.
我们住在今天的这个所处的时代，是在应许神做了这个应许和应许实现之间的这么一个时段。
We're like the seven-year-old.
我们就像那七岁的孩子一样。
Who smells the cookies?
我们闻到这个就烤的这个饼干的香味。
And mom says you can't have them until Christmas.
妈妈说现在还不能吃，要等到圣诞节才能吃。
Who dreams about what's in the package?
这孩子也在做梦，都在想，哟，这盒子里装的是什么礼物啊？
And we have to wait.
但是我们得要等待。
But this morning, the first Sunday of Advent.
但是这是基督降临的第一个主日。
I want to remind you that God will fulfill His promises.
我想要再次提醒大家，神会。兑现他的承诺。
He will make all things new.
主会让一切变成新的。
So how do we live right now?
那我们现在应该怎么样生活？
In a world that doesn't look like there's much hope.
在今天这样的一个世界，看起来好像没有什么可以盼望的。
Christian hope requires patient trust in God's promises.
但是基督徒的盼望是要求我们要有耐心去等待神。
One of my favorite characters in the Christmas story.
在圣诞故事里面，我最喜欢的一个角色是
is an old man by the name of Simeon.
是这个老人西面。
God had said to Simeon,
神对西面说
Before you die, I'm going to let you see the Messiah.
在你死之前，我要让你看到弥赛亚。
So day after day, this old man stands outside the temple waiting for to see his hope fulfilled.
所以一天又一天，这位老人西面就在圣殿的门口，在那等待这个孩子出现。
I imagine this old man.
我可以想象这个老人家。
Long beard.
长胡子。
And every time a mother brings a baby to the temple to be dedicated, here he comes racing up, pulls the blanket and looks, nah.
每次有个妈妈抱着孩子来圣殿奉献做婴儿奉献的时候，她就会去过去打开这个毯子看一看。嗯。
Everybody says to the mothers, "Now, when you get there, there's going to be a crazy old man. Don't worry about him. He's harmless."
肯定每个妈妈在去圣殿奉献婴儿的时候，人都会跟她讲，那边有一个疯狂的老头子，你别怕他，他不会给你不会对孩子有任何伤害。
But 40 days after Jesus is born,
但是在耶稣降生四十天之后
，Mary and Joseph bring him to the temple to be dedicated.
玛丽和约瑟就抱着这孩子去圣殿去奉献。
Simeon raises the blanket.
然后西面就打开孩子的这个包被。
He breaks into a smile.
然后他笑起来。
This is the one.
这就是我等的那个。
And he takes the baby from poor Mary.
他就从玛丽手中抱过这孩子。
And he says,
他说
，My eyes have seen your salvation.
我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
This is my hope.
这就是我的盼望。
And God has fulfilled His promise.
神已经兑现了他的诺言。
Isaiah had promised.
以赛亚也曾经诺言。
For to us a child is born.
他说，因有一婴孩为我们而生。
To us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们。
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
他的名被称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父
Prince of Peace
和平的君
And Simeon looks at that tiny little baby
所以西面看着手里的这个小小婴孩
And he sees the promise fulfilled
他看到神的应许已经实现了
Right there
就是在他眼前
Is the wonderful counselor
这就是奇妙
In a world full of folly Here is wisdom
那个也是一个乱象横生的一个时代
In a world of pain, here is healing.
在一个充满着痛苦的时代，这个婴孩就是医治。
In a world of conflict, here is peace.
在满是冲突的世界里，这个孩子就是和平。
This baby will change history.
这个孩子，这个婴儿会改变历史。
But think how long they had waited.
想想看，他们等了有多久。
Simeon had waited for decades.
西面等了几十年。
But Israel had been waiting even longer.
以色列人实际上等得更久。
It had been 2,000 years since God first gave the promise to Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕神刚刚给亚伯拉罕应许的时候算起，已经2000年了。
And all this time, they have to wait patiently.
在这段时间里，他们就一直得要耐心等待。
That's what hope means.
这就是盼望的意思。
Patiently waiting for God to fulfill His promises.
盼望就是要耐心等待神来兑现他的诺言。
And that's where we live.
这也是我们就怎么样应该这样生活。
And it's hard.
是不容易。
I remember being 7. I wanted to sneak one of those cookies.
我也记得我那时候七岁，我很想偷偷的拿一片饼干。
I wanted to tear open one of the packages.
我也想要把那个礼物盒子打开。
Waiting is hard.
等待真的是等不及。
And waiting for God to fulfill His promises is hard.
等待神的应许实现也是很困难的。
We pray that God will heal a broken relationship.
我们会祷告求神来把一个破裂的关系能够再复合。
And we want an instant miracle.
我们希望神能够立刻让这个神迹行使神迹，让这个立刻实现。
And instead, the healing takes years.
但是实际上，弥补一个破裂的关系可能需要很多年的时间。
We pray for God's working in our life.
我们求主在我们的生命里动工。
We want to be transformed into His image.
我们想要更像主。
And we want it to happen just like that.
我们就想让一瞬间就发生就好了。
But it takes a lifetime of daily patient trust.
但是要像更像主的形象，可能我们要花上一生的时间，每天都去信靠主。
Waiting is hard.
等待是很困难。
But we wait with hope.
但是我们的等待是有盼望的。
Like Simeon, we
就像西缅一样。
With patient trust.
我们是在这种等耐心的信靠之中等待。
Even when we can't understand what God is doing.
即使我们不了解不明白神在做什么。
We learn to trust him.
我们已经学会了要信靠他。
Even when we must wait,
即使我们必须等待
and wait,
等待
and wait,
and 再等待
The last couple years, I've learned some painful lessons about hope.
在过去的几年里，我学到了一些功课，就关于盼望的很痛苦的功课。
Last March, when COVID was just starting,
大概就是在去年的三月份，就是。这边在美国刚刚这个病毒开始散布的时候
FEA asked me to write a little 31-day devotional book about hope to send to the missionaries.
所以我所在的机构他要求我请我写一个30页的一个计划，就是要准备发给海外的这些宣教士。
And so I did a little booklet about hope.
我就开始写这个30天的这个关于盼望的这么一本小书。
And when I was done, I realized I could not have written this 5 years ago.
当我写完以后，我意识到我要是在5年前去写，我可能写不出这本书。
Because you see, it was only after hearing a doctor say, "We really don't have a cure for this," that I began to understand biblical hope.
因为真的是。我什么时候开始真正理解圣经里盼望的意义呢？就是在当一个医生跟我讲，我们真的没有什么办法了。
You see, as a child, I thought hope was waiting for a new bicycle at Christmas.
在我是小孩子的时候，我以为盼望只是在圣诞节的时候就盼望着父母要给我送一个自行车做礼物。
As an adult, hope was hoping that my daughter would be on the honor roll and my son would pass.
当我成人以后，我的盼望是什么呢？就是我女儿能够得到学校的荣誉奖，儿子只要能够成绩能够过关就好了。
Don't tell them I said that.
你先别告诉我儿子。
But when my wife was diagnosed with cancer, my hope began to center on her condition.
然后我太太苏就在去年被医生确诊为得了癌症，所以我的盼望就在于说她能够情况能够好转。
I hope God heals her.
我希望盼望神能够医治。
I hope the chemo will work.
我盼望说他的化疗有效果。
But my understanding of hope is changing.
但是我对盼望的理解改变了。
Yes, I still pray, God, if it's your will, please heal my wife.
我当然还是这样去祷告，主啊，如果是你的意志，求你能够医治我的太太。
But my hope has become bigger.
但是我的盼望变得更大了。
My hope has become the hope of Isaiah and Revelation.
我的盼望也成为了耶利米跟以赛亚的盼望。
Hope that doesn't depend on life circumstances.
这个盼望不是跟我们生活的这个所处的境况没有关系。
Hope that is based on God's character and God's promises.
这个盼望是基于神的品格和神的信实。
And that kind of hope changes how I live today.
这个盼望也改变了我今天的生活方式。
You see, here's what I want to leave you with this morning.
所以今天早上我让大家带回家的这个信息是
Here is why it's important that you understand hope in your life.
为什么你这个很重要，你要理解盼望在你生命中的意义。
Hope for the future changes how we live today.
我们对未来的盼望会改变我们今天的生活方式。
We face today's difficulties with a different spirit.If we have hope for God's promise in the future,
如果我们对未来神信守他的应许有这样的一个盼望，我们对于今天所遇到的困难，我们的生活方式就不一样了。
I don't like to include personal information in sermons.
我一般讲到的时候不愿意讲到我个人的一些信息。
You didn't come to church this morning to serve as my group therapy.
你们来教会也不是为了听我来诉苦。
But I need to share this morning.
但是今天早上我想跟大家分享一些。
I was working on this sermon.
我在准备这篇讲道的时候。
A sermon on hope.
讲关于盼望的一个讲道。
I've been very thankful that Sue has not suffered a lot of pain.
我很感恩我太太这段时间并没有很多的痛苦。
But the day I was working on this sermon, she was in great pain.
但是我在准备那天讲这篇讲道的时候，那天我太太非常的痛苦。
I've moved a little table into the foot of her bed so that I can sit there and study with her.
所以我就挪了个小桌子到我太太的床头，这样我就可以在她那边一边看顾她，一边准备这个讲道。
And all day as I worked on this sermon, Sue was trying to sleep and she would groan and cry with the pain.
那一整天她就想要睡，但是始终是痛得睡不着，她一直在呻吟。
I was alternating studying a sermon and rubbing her back, holding a bucket when she was sick.
所以我那天就是一边准备讲道，一边去揉，给她去按摩她的背，让她舒服点。然后呢，还要得接着她呕吐出来的东西。
I couldn't get her bed comfortable.
她的我也没法把她的床弄得更舒服点。
Couldn't find any food she could keep down.
我也没法找到她能愿意吃的东西。
We were both miserable.
所以那天我们两个都很难受。
I'm writing a sermon about hope.
我在写的是关于盼望的一个。
And I was feeling rather hopeless.
但是那天我所感到的就真是觉得哎呀毫无希望。
About 7 o'clock in the evening.
但是那天晚上七点钟。
All day we had sat there.
那整天我们都是一直坐在那。
She finally fell asleep.
到了晚上七点，她才终于睡着了。
First time all day she had slept without groaning.
那一整天里，他这是唯一的一次，他第一次他可以没有呻吟的就睡得舒服一些。
I was working on my message.
我还是在写我的讲道稿。
And I'd come to Revelation.
然后我读到启示录。
And I began to imagine a hope that is greater than the hope that the medicines will work.
我在开始想象一个更大的一个盼望，而不仅仅是盼望说这个药物能够起作用。
Greater than the hope.That chemo will work.
也是更大的一个盼望，不仅仅是说他的这个化疗能起作用。
Greater even than the hope that God will choose to heal my wife.
甚至也是更比盼望我的太太能够得医治的更大的一个盼望。
Here is the hope I read that night.
这就是我那天晚上所读到的盼望。
I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
看见一个新天新地。
For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Death shall be no more.
不再有死亡。
Neither shall there be mourning nor crying.
也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
Nor pain anymore.
不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
For the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
And he who was seated on the throne said,
坐在宝座上的说
Behold, I am making all things new.
看哪，我将一切都更新了。
That's hope.
这就是盼望。
The reason I tell you that personal story is this.
我跟大家分享我个人的故事，原因是
I don't know what situation you face.
我不知道你今天所面对的是什么样的情况。
For some of you, we had Thanksgiving this week, and it may have been.A time of very little joy.
对我们中间有些人来讲，这周的感恩节可能没有什么喜乐可言。
The only reason you had Thanksgiving is it's on the calendar and you had no choice.
你庆祝感恩节只是因为它在日历上，你没有什么别的选择吗？
Maybe you're not looking forward to Christmas.
也许你也并不盼望着圣诞节的来临。
Maybe there are family divisions that just destroy the Christmas spirit.
也许你家庭正在有一些分裂，所以到了这个圣诞节，这个你都没有这个节日的感觉。
There's sickness or disease that makes it hard to enjoy.
而且也许有的人正是在重病之中，所以根本没有心思去过什么节。
Maybe there's financial pressures that have made you say to your kids or family, "There's not going to be any presents this year."
也许你是在经济上有些困难，所以你跟家人跟孩子说，这个圣诞节没什么礼物了。
I have several friends who are facing their first Christmas alone, and it's not a happy Christmas.
我也有几个朋友可能刚刚失去配偶，所以这个圣诞节是他们第一次一个人过圣诞，所以也没有什么快乐可言。
Sunday of Advent.
但是在基督降临的这个主日
，I want to point you to the candle of hope.
我想要让大家看到这个希望之主。
To say to you,
我想跟你说
，Hope doesn't mean that everything will be easy.
盼望不意味着一切都很容易。
Hope isn't hiding your sand and ignoring the problems in our world.
盼望也不是意味着你把脑袋钻在沙子里就看不到世上的一些乱七八糟的事情。
But hope says,
但是盼望是说
I have confidence of a brighter future.
我对于一个更光明的未来有信心。
Not because of my circumstances,
不是因为我目前的境况。
But because of God's trustworthy character.
而是因着神信实的品格。
I look back and I see that he kept his promise to bring Israel home from Babylon.
我看着往过去的历史看，我看到神把以色列人从巴比伦人手中给带回家乡。
I look back and I see he kept his promise to send the Messiah.
我看历史，我也看到神信守了他的诺言，他给我们差遣了这位弥赛亚。
And so today, I can trust him that he will keep his promise.
所以今天我可以相信神会应许，会兑现他的应许。
To take me to a home where I can spend eternity in his presence.
他会把我带到更美的家乡，我可以跟主一起同在。
That's what hope is.
这就是盼望的意义。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I know that many people in our world are hurting.
主啊，我知道我们世上很多人都在受苦。
People in our church family are hurting.
我们教会的大家庭也有人是在受苦。
There's physical sicknesses.
有人生了重病。
There's broken relationships.
也有的关系破裂了。
There's emotional hurts.
我们在情感上受伤害。
We live in a dark world.
我们是生活在一个黑暗的世界。
But God, I ask that this week you will remind us of our hope.
我求你在这一周要提醒我们，我们还有盼望。
A hope that you are preparing us for a better world.
我们有盼望，你在为我们预备一个更美的世界。
And then, Lord, I ask that that hope will change how we live this week.
主啊，我们就祷告求你，让我们怀着对未来的盼望，我们来今天以不同的方式来生活。
That those around us will see that hope in us.
所以我们周围的人能够看到我们心中有盼望。
That we'll be able to face today's difficulties differently because of our hope.
因为因着我们有这样的盼望，我们可以面对今天的困难，用一种不同的行为方式来面对今天的困难。
I pray that in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。